Hi, friends. It's your friend Bob. This is the Bob's Top 5 podcast. It's where I pick out five songs that came out last Friday and I play them for you all at once, like this. And then separately, I'm in a weird mood today. It is Thursday as I'm recording this, and this last week of music was pretty good. Definitely some good songs. I wasn't so crazy about full albums this week, but hey. I'm doing my best over here, okay? Here's number five.
Change is difficult at first. May have crossed the line. Learning to love a band. Learning to love a band. Learning to love.
That's a bit of a song called Learning to Love a Band by an artist known as the Reds, Pinks, and Purples. I feel like this artist puts out a lot of records and normally charts a song in the bottom half of the top five, as in, like, it's pretty good, but it's just, you know, nothing has grabbed me yet. But you know how it goes. Keep trying, you might make it to number one. Also, you don't care. Nobody cares. Here's number four.
It's not for me to say why I'm not more than just a missed call on your birthday. But when we were leavers, never stay in a place. Was your heart ever going my way? Was your heart ever going my way?
This is a band called Bad Bad Hats. Search for that. Try to search for that. The song's called Bored in the Summer. I'm familiar with this band. I for some reason, they're like first EP came across my desk, so to speak, and I really enjoyed it. They've gone through some changes, but still pretty interesting. And, you know, do you think they're ever going to change their name? I wouldn't be surprised if they do. But anyway, Bad Bad Hats, Bored in the Summer. I hope I'm not bored this summer. I don't think I will be. I'm going to be pretty pretty busy. Here's number three. Someone said that you should drive someone crazy by pronouncing shoegaze like Fugazi, like Shugazi. This is some real Shugazi stuff, but it's the band Metz, which is not a Shugazi band. But I really enjoyed this. It was called Light Your Way Home. Serious Shugazi vibes here. And also very hi-fi. I think of Metz as a real sort of scrappy, low-fi, but a scrappy garage type band. But this is some wall of sound business. Here's number two.
How could I ever want what was never fine? But now you won't believe it's true. A psychedelic kid's extra on hyperfields thought of you.
Both number two and number one are British bands that are wild. This is a song called Mr. Bubblegum by a band called Blue Bendy. And yeah, you know, some of the bands that are coming out of the UK are just bananas, but like kind of cool, very artsy, kind of talky. Both of these songs are very twist and turny when it comes to the music, and it's discordant and it's angular and so many other adjectives. It's really, really interesting. And so, got to give it up for Mr. Bubblegum, don't you? Here's number one. And there you have it. That's number one this week. The song is called MMM, of course. And the band is called Still House Plants. This song has a few different movements, I guess you could say. And the singer has a bit of a operatic voice, but like deep. And when I heard the song, I thought, oh my God, this is incredible. That the problem was, it's going to sound bad, but all the songs have this, they're all bizarre, but they all sort of have that same sort of, I'm going to say trick, but it's not really a trick because it's very unique. But I don't know, I'm excited to see where this band goes because, you know, on first listen, I was like, this is really cool. And, you know, listening to the song on its own is pretty cool. Thanks for listening to me. I'll see you next week. A lot of good records coming up. A lot of good records have already been released. Bye.